because it, when you're pioneering, things are different. Things, you don't know everything. There's nowhere they could have gotten information that I had. I mean, it didn't exist. They were doing what they saw others do. And here come a kid, you know, 20 and almost 30 years old saying, "Follow God." You know, in the Pentecostal mind or the Word of Faith mind or the Holiness Church mind, they were doing what they preached. They were not hypocrites. But the problems existed. God had to raise somebody up to deal with this. And that was me and others. Now, whatever God raised you up to do, you got to fulfill that. And the revelation it took to pull this thing off, when I kept seeing people fail, and I knew that they had failed. I knew that they had missed their visitation because God told me. I didn't want that to happen. That was not my will. I longed for them to see the visions come to pass and the things God showed me come to pass. But they never did. But guess what? I felt like a failure because they didn't succeed. But I was not a failure because the Lord kept teaching me. He kept just like as if nothing stopped, nothing changed. He just kept teaching me, kept teaching. I said, "Lord, what's the point? They're not doing it." And I stopped in 98. I stopped reading the word like I was supposed to. I still love God. I still went in his presence, but I didn't apply myself as much. And this for a season. And Elder May said, you got to study the word. You got to get in the word. He was a very exciting preacher to listen to. I said, "I'm tired of telling me to get in the word. I'm going to get in the word." And I love Dr. May. I love him. He was a good man. He is a good man. But nevertheless, when people, I did not like to see people not receive the vision I saw, the things that I knew that they were capable of. And when I see people now, I know that they are very capable of doing things if they continue to follow precisely what God is giving. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. There's no need, period. There's no need to fail. All you have to do is receive what God is doing and keeping it first. You're going to have to. The groundwork is really not work. It's studying the word and prayer. And let God give. You know, I don't teach end time eschatology like most people do. I'm just using this for an example. I was taught in using all the scriptures, the pre-tribulation rapture. If I wanted to, I could teach what I was taught. Just like Elder Lewis taught me and others that I listened to. And I believe that way. I believe that way back in 2017 when the Lord said, "Tell my people my return is imminent." But then I was listening to Irvin Baxter. And he was saying the church is going to go through the tribulation. Now, I had never been taught that. I said, I want to see how they teach this. I always wanted somebody to intelligently teach me why would they think that the church is going through the tribulation. And the way I saw it and the way Perry Stone saw it, you know, sees it, that to me, that made more sense. But what Irvin Baxter said made a lot of sense. Now, in order to get the truth of things, you're going to have to go in the press. I said, you know, when the Lord called me to the ministry, I wouldn't preach what I thought was right. I preached what the Lord put on my heart for that moment in time. That way I got a chance to see what God, I could distinguish what God gave and what he sanctioned. Then I teach that and learn from it. And I had not, since I started dealing with the end time teachings in 2016. That's when the Lord brought it to me. And I tried to teach it like he gave it to me, but I still thought like a pre-tribulation rapture preacher. But there were things that I said when the Lord said, "Tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left." I felt like the people hadn't seen enough. People in the world are at a terrible disadvantage because it's so much that they don't know. The way that they've been taught, I said, Lord, if you come now, I didn't know how to judge it. I said, but I felt like they don't know what's going to happen. They're going to be caught off guard. They need warning. They need something. They need to hear from some real prophets. And they need to be put back on track. And then God rose up Jonathan Kahn to show America what it's really been doing. And Irvin Baxter, what he said, the way he taught things made a whole lot of sense. I saw things I didn't see, and it was scriptural. But I said, you know, I'm going to go back to what I did in the beginning. If I have to teach on end times, I'm going to let God reveal it by the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to jump on a bandwagon yet, and not even the one I was on. I'm just going to wait and let God guide me into all truth. And recently, he's been showing me. Now I can learn something. You can't learn if you opinionate it. If you love your opinion so much, you can't change. You won't change. Your will is too. You got to make sure your will is subject to the guidance of the Holy Ghost. That's why I say often, even daily now, I will do all that's in God's heart. I will be adjustable. I will continue to be a student to the Holy Ghost. Because I don't want one of my judgmental opinions to get in the way. I don't want my will to be so strong that I can't hear the heart of God's will. That don't make sense. Now I know better now. Those pastors that missed their visitation and didn't go forward, didn't follow God like he wanted, didn't train in the things of God, they're like the pre-tribulation rapture preachers and the post-tribulation rapture preachers that won't listen. Now, they're stuck in the way that they believe. You cannot talk them out of it. When people are like that, they can't learn from the. They can't learn much more than what they know. But when you go and, okay, Lord, here's a blank sheet of paper. Fill it out. That's my heart. Fill me up with what you want me to do. And then I'll judge it. I may have missed something. See, when you've been taught a certain way, that's what you're going to read into the scriptures. That's what you expect, and that's what you think God is doing. But God told me one time, he said, I said, Lord, you knew I needed to know this a long time ago. He gave me wisdom I needed desperately. I said, why didn't you teach me a long time ago? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. Now, I want to learn and do the ways of the Father and not my own ways. I want to learn and do the ways of the Father, not my own ways, not what I think is best, I want to be corrected. If I got to give an account for what I preach, I want to be corrected before I preach something. And I'm sure that I've done all those things, but I try not to. If I speak by the Holy Spirit, I really try not to ever do nothing that's divisive. I try to speak by the Holy Spirit and be quiet and keep thirsting out of the way. It's easy because when you're anointed and you're just obedient to the anointing, you will do that. It's not hard. It's not complicated. I don't have to know everything to preach a good word, to preach a pure, true word with no fault in it. And I understand that. All I have to do, but in order to learn, I have to always yield to what the Lord is saying. So I asked questions. I said, Lord, if I'm wrong, I want you to show me. I'm not teaching this anymore until you show me. But guess what? I don't remember a time the Lord said, I want you to teach revelation. Now, I use scriptures in revelation. And if we were just, me and my children were talking, I'd tell them what I knew. I'd done that. But was I right? I was trying to be right. But that don't mean I was right. Guess what? No matter what you believe, God is going to do what's wise was holy based on love. Everything that God does is love, it's holy, and it's very wise. But the wisdom that we can't judge and see, and remember something. Daniel did it and John did it. They sealed it. You can read those scriptures all you want to. You will not know perfectly how God's going to do this until he reveals it to you. That's the conclusion I came up with. You cannot break that seal until he reveals it to you. And people have written books. They're still writing books. They're interesting. And they probably get people saved. But at the end of the day, it's going to be just like God intended it to be. And Daniel saw it. And John saw it. They are two witnesses that know what we can't figure out. One Old Testament, one New Testament. Oh, I love God. God always have at least two witnesses. And everybody think they're right. When they're in heaven, Daniel is going to teach Revelation. And John is going to teach Daniel. And Daniel is going to teach Daniel. And John is going to teach Revelation. And they're going to unseal what was sealed. And also, those that stay in God's presence, the Lord's going to reveal to them what they need to know at that point in life. That's what I concluded. My pastor had a dream, a vision, that a man said, "Are you going to argue?" And I hope I do it right. "Are you going to argue end times?" He said, "No, I'm just going to rejoice in Jesus." Wisdom. That's where you have to. If you continue to follow God, then you can do these things. Now, I pray, I say, "Lord, so many people have not followed you. Do you have anybody that will follow you?" I say, "Before I die, I want to work with people that follow you." And he blessed me. I moved three houses down from where his mother was living, and a little dog came to my house. And I had seen her walking her dog, so I was trying to find the owner of this beautiful, obedient dog. I would have kept it myself, but I'm too busy for a dog. I can't have a dog. Because I'm not going to have a dog tied up and I never spend time. I'm not going to spend time with an animal right now. Especially in those years when I was working two jobs. I'm just not going to do that. Nevertheless, I was trying to find the owner of this beautiful little dog. And I went to Miss McCann's house. We was talking about the Lord. If you talk to me over 5 minutes, we're going to end up talking about the Lord some kind of way. And she said, "My son's a preacher." I said, "Yeah." That was exciting to hear. And then she said, "He studied under Kenneth Hagin." I said, "Oh, he did." That's really interesting. Then he said, "When the Lord called him to preach, he went out in the woods to see what God wanted him to do." I said, "Now that's a preacher. I got to meet this guy." Some years went by and the Lord sent me to that church. I wanted to meet him 3 years prior. But I was at a church. I was faithful there. But guess what? When the Lord opened, he honored my prayer. I said, "I want to work with people that will follow you, that will obey you for once." And I did what God gave me until it was time. You know, if you honor God, God will honor you. He honors those who honor him because they become like him. How can we know God if we don't spend time with him? And I'll close with that. How can you know perfection if you don't spend time with the Lord? You can spend the rest of your life teaching doctrines and things that are accepted of men, or you can spend time with the Lord and hit the mark every time. You can learn. You'll come to the point that you love Jesus. You'll follow him. You'll repent like Nineveh. And when it comes to the good fight of faith, you'll fight like Judah or like Paul. Same thing. You fight the good fight where you win. Satan loses, the world sees the light of Jesus. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory and don't let Satan divide you from what's good and those that are good.